Hello, my beautiful, beautiful friend. Welcome. We're off to a great start. Welcome back to the Meant to Bloom podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Clarkson, and I am so glad to have you here with me today. If you're listening to this, you're listening to it. If you were looking for this episode Wednesday morning bright and early, you didn't find it. And that's because I did not pre-record this ahead of time. I didn't go into Wednesday prepared to post an episode. I have had 4 days of no power and no motivation. Our power went out, down trees, down lines. The road was such a mess. And I felt the same way. I hadn't had a shower in 4 days because no hot water. And it was not a fun time. It was a very boring time, and it was much needed, though. It was a lot of reflection and kind of internal growth. It was rest that I needed. It was nurturing, even though it was not thoroughly enjoyable. And that's okay. That happens sometimes. And that really ties in with this topic that I wanted to talk to you about. And I have had this outline saved, and I've had this topic in mind for a couple weeks. I planned out what I was going to record and say to you, but I never got around to recording and saying it and, posting it because I didn't feel like it. And here's the thing is that it's okay. It's okay to pause. It's okay to not do everything on a perfect schedule. It's okay to be inconsistent sometimes. Honestly, here's the thing. I want to talk about your expectations of reality. So often we get it in our heads that success is just this uphill climb, that it's, that if we graphed our success, it would just be this straight line, a nice straight up slope, a nice 90 degree angle of growth. Not 90 degree angle. That's straight up. It's instant success. A 45 degree slope. You know what I'm saying? But it's not. And I think we've all kind of seen these memes and reels and, images online that are telling you success, what you expect is, to go from start to just straight uphill success, but it's actually peaks and valleys and it's ups and downs. And we feel like we're going around in circles, but it's actually climbing up a spiral staircase. The thing is reshaping your mindset and your expectation of what reality is going to look like. And so often I feel like all my life I've heard people complain about taking two steps forward and one step back. Like that's a bad thing. Have you ever been personally victimized by your own mentality of this idea that two steps forward and one step back is somehow a fail? That it's somehow not success? Because it absolutely is. That's moving forward. Taking a step back is still moving forward. This is still consistency. Do you get it? It's not a constant uphill climb. You have plateaus, you have peaks, you have valleys, but it's still moving forward. Okay? Even if you go from a high to a low, you're still progressing. You're learning all along the way. You're getting better. You're getting stronger. Even if you're taking a step back, wow, that's a time to reassess. That's a time to reevaluate. Step back, that's a time to rest. That's a time to do some growth before you move forward. You take a step back and you get a visual of what's going on. You can get your game plan. You can choose what play you're going to call. You take a step back. You can do a little stretching. You can rehydrate. You can catch your breath. Get an idea of where reassess where you're going and how you're going to get there. And then do your two steps forward. Take those two steps with an intention of taking a step back, right? How much more successful would you believe you are if you could still feel successful when you take that step back? Okay, because taking a step back it's needed and it's necessary and it's beautiful. And it's like when we take the step back, that's when we can take a moment to see how far we've come. That's when we can take a moment to reflect and to redetermine like what's working, what's not working. Where am I putting too much effort? Where am I putting not enough effort? Like, what can I change? What can I do differently? Not in saying like what I'm doing is failing. I need to change everything. But to question what you can do differently just from a mindset of growth. And I mean, look at wintertime. Look at nature. It's a step, that's a major step back right now. Look at what the trees are doing. Like we have maple trees on our property right now. Our last house, we had a lot of maple trees and a lot of cherry trees. And what I have learned from these trees is, you know, they shed their leaves every fall. Like, talk about a step back. And then all winter, the tree's sitting there shivering naked, right? And it's beautiful when they get like covered in snow. I love a naked deciduous tree covered in snow. It's just, it's beautiful. Twinkling lights. But anyways, I've taken a lesson from these trees because we as humans are part of nature, right? I think a lot of our like shortcomings come from forgetting that we are part of nature. And when we try to be something different, we get very disaligned and kind of feel lost and confused. And we start putting these really high expectations of productivity and, you know, industrialism on ourselves when we are not part of industrialism. We are part of nature. And we are supposed to take a step back. These trees strip away their leaves and they take a step back. They're not taking in chlorophyll right now. They're not, you know, basking in the sun. They're hydrating. They're getting lots of water intake. Those roots are well hydrated right now. And what they're doing with that is if you go look at some of these deciduous trees, I've talked about this on here before. They have tiny little buds on them. And inside that bud, their leaves and their flowers, their fruits are like growing inside of that. They're doing the inner work that it takes to bloom in the spring. And what's really exciting about in the spring is one day is going to come where the sun is shining and the days are longer and it's bright and it's sunny and it's beautiful and it's warm. And those trees are going to just bloom overnight. But the thing is, all that work, that's happening now. The bloom doesn't happen overnight. So you take this step back and it doesn't mean that you're doing nothing. It doesn't mean that you're not preparing to bloom. You take this step back, it doesn't mean you're failing or that you're quitting. It means that you're resting and you're nurturing yourself and you're doing what you need to do so that you can bloom. So that big things can happen next. Sometimes you just need to take a freaking break. Sometimes you need a couple days off. And if you're a woman who, like, women live on a 28-day cycle, whether you menstruate or not, like, you have a cycle, a natural rhythmic cycle like the moon. And you need to find out when your body tells you, you know, like, if you menstruate, if you bleed, it should be pretty easy to find out when those days are where you need to take a break and you need to pull back and you need to do a whole lot less and you need to just nurture yourself. If you don't have the bleed, you can still figure it out. Sometimes it does go along with the moon. Sometimes it just goes differently for different people. But you do need to find out when do those couple days come where your body says, hey, I need a break. We need to sit down. We need to do less. We need to stop, you know, putting out all this mental energy. When do those couple days come where you need to just not do anything? Stop beating yourself up for having to take a step back. It's a blessing to take a step back. It's a privilege to take a step back. How beautiful is it that we get to take a step back? You don't have to constantly be living your life on a 45-degree climb, right? You get to have peaks and valleys. You get to have big growth and you get to have plateaus and you get to have rest breaks and you get to step back. I think it's so refreshing to know that when I take two steps forward, I get to take one step back. Every time I make big growth progress, I get to take a step back and just chill for a minute. I get to sit in the success of what I've already done. Taking a step back is not a bad thing. It's not a failure. It's not a setback. It's a set up, you know? And I think that's a really beautiful, refreshing idea. And I really hope that you can take that concept and grow with it, you know? I really hope that you can do that. I'm going to keep this short and simple today, and that's it. That's what I had to share with you. All right. I love you so much. Please take the rest you need. Rest is such a blessing. Rest out of abundance, rest out of blessings, rest into gratitude. All right. I love you, friend. Take care of yourself. I'll talk to you next time. Hey, gorgeous, I gotta let you know that right now I am running a 50% off sale on all of the Everyday Joy planners. Okay, the Everyday Joy planner, as you know it, is retiring and I am clearing out my inventory. It is all 50% off, which puts basically everything is at cost plus shipping. And I'm including free shipping, like shipping's included in the price when you buy these off of Etsy. So menttobloom.etsy.com, it will be linked in your description below. And go check them out. I have a handful of designs. There's weekly planners, there's daily planners, there's the one-day tearaway planner, there are spiral planners, and they're all 50% off until gone. Price points are $5, $10, and $15. Super cheap, super affordable. These are the 90-day planners and six-month weekly planners. So check those out. Again, that's menttobloom.etsy.com, and they are on sale until gone. This is clearance, clear out. They will be disappearing. The Everyday Joy Planner, as you know it, is no longer in print. So get these while I got them.